Australian officials arrived in Bali today to help investigate last weekend's bombing at a crowded nightclub that killed nearly 200 people. They also laid flowers for the deceased, many of whom were Australian, and were burned beyond recognition. It's the worst such incident in Indonesia's history. Officials in Indonesia are under increasing pressure to take action against those responsible for the attack, and all signs point to terrorists linked to Al-Qaeda. NPR's Michael Sullivan has more from Bali.
At the Sangla Hospital in the Balinese capital Denpasar, forklifts were busy today arranging refrigerated shipping containers brought to store the dead. The hospital's tiny morgue has been overwhelmed by the number of bodies brought here. 3 days after the blast, several dozen lie in a neat row outside the morgue. Freshly built wooden coffins are stacked along the wall. Inside the morgue, teams of doctors and volunteers are trying to identify the dead. On the walls are lists of missing persons with details provided by friends and family members. Scar on one knee is the notation next to the name of a missing Australian woman. Tattoo on ankle is written next to another. Fewer than 50 of the more than 180 bodies brought here have been identified so far. Speaking to reporters shortly after his arrival in Bali today, Australia's Foreign Minister, Alexander Downer, made it clear he expects the Indonesian authorities to punish those behind Saturday's attack.
We want the Indonesians to bring to justice the people who are responsible for this outrage. I know the Indonesian authorities are at the moment working on this. We have some people from the Australian Federal Police and other Australian agencies working with the Indonesians, and our real focus is to make sure that humanitarian assistance is provided to the full, but also that those people who are responsible for this terrorist outrage are brought to justice.
Indonesia's Defense Minister Maturi Abdul Jalil said yesterday that he believes Al-Qaeda was behind Saturday's attack, with help from what he called local terrorists. He did not say who those local terrorists are, but suspicion has fallen on the Indonesian-based group Jamaah Islamiyah, led by cleric Abu Bakar Bashir. JI, as it's called, desires the creation of a pan-Islamic state in Southeast Asia. It's suspected of plotting several attacks on Western targets in the region in the past year. Dozens of Jamaah Islamiyah supporters have been arrested by authorities in neighboring Malaysia and Singapore in the past few months. Speaking with Australian radio, JI leader Abu Bakar Bashir said his group has nothing to do with Saturday's attack or with Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network.
I don't have any association with Al-Qaeda, but I regard Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda as upholding Islam, as well as the Taliban. So, as a person of faith, it is my obligation to praise them and sympathize with them. There is little I can do other than through my words and prayers, but I will always defend them because they are trying to establish an Islamic state.
Indonesia's president, Megawati Sukarnoputri, has ignored repeated calls by her neighbors and the U.S. to crack down on Jamaah Islamiyah and other groups suspected of having links with Al-Qaeda. Analysts here say her reluctance might stem from the desire to avoid a possible backlash by Islamic hardliners in Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation. Following Saturday's attack, however, she may have no choice. Her neighbors and the U.S. are demanding action now. In addition, Indonesia's stock market and its currency both fell sharply after news of the attack, and foreign investment is likely to dry up altogether if Indonesia fails to provide the stability needed to attract that investment. In the meantime, the island of Bali, long a popular beach destination, especially for the young, is now seeing many tourists cutting short their vacations amid fears of more violence. A mainly Hindu island in a Muslim-majority nation, Bali has long enjoyed a reputation for tolerance and tranquility, an island far removed from the ethnic and religious violence that's racked Indonesia since the fall of the dictator Suharto 4 years ago. Now that image has been shattered by the bombers, and for many, Bali will now be associated not with tolerance and tranquility, but with destruction and death. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bali.